Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai.
This is Nityananda's Pastimes, Chapter 5, Verse 7-10. Nityananda is traveling from village to village in Navadvip Mandal with his Sankirtan party of six devotees.
Visheshe Sukriti Atti Bhadagachi Gram Nityananda Sarupera Viharera Stan.
They came to one village named Bhadagachi, which is very glorious. For Nityananda enjoyed many pastimes there. Vihar Stan, Nityananda Vihar, like we say, Brajavihari, Nityananda Vihari. He's enjoying his pastimes of Sankirtan. Vishesh Sukriti, Ati, Bhadagachi Gram. Interesting translation. Vishesh Sukriti becomes especially glorious. Sukriti, as you know, means piety, religious merit, good moral, virtuous, upstanding activities which promote one's consciousness and promote one's direction towards God. And Vishesh means exceptional, something exceptional, exceptional Sukriti, exceptional pious activities. So the exceptional piety, what made Bhadagachi exceptional, Vishesh and Sukriti, was that it became the Leela Stan for God. We can say the same thing about Vrindavan, Vishesh Sukriti, Vrindavan Dham. There's many auspicious places in India. It's a land of Dharma, Dharmakshetra. Land of religion. India is called a land of religion, and there's many sacred places. But we have Ayodhya, we have Chitrakoot, we have Panchavati, Haridwar, and many places where various forms of the Lord have advented. But Vishesh Sukriti would have to be Vrindavan. This is an especially glorious place because Radha and Krishna came here.
Bhadagachi Gramera Jateka Bhagyodhai Tahara Karite Noi Pari Samuchai.
It is difficult to estimate the good fortune of the Bhadagachi village.
Pari Samuchaya. Karite Nai.
Bhagyudhai. What good fortune arose? Udai means, of course, like the rising sun or moon in the case of ISKCON, Mayapur. ISKCON, Mayapur, Chandrodaya Mandir. Chandrodaya. Mayapur Chandrodaya. Mayapur Chandra is Gauranga. He appeared in the full moon. He appeared in the full moon. He is the full moon. Gaur Pranim. Mahaprabhu, Mayapur Chandrodaya. He is the real moon that has risen in Mayapur to spread his soothing and cooling and comforting rays all over the land. Ram appeared in the Surya Vamsh, and Krishna appeared in the Chandra Vamsh. Krishna likes the moon because he's Krishna Chandra. We hear Ramachandra also. That name is there, Ramachandra Bhagavan. So he also likes the moon, apparently. But we don't hear about Ram's Rasleela. I never heard.
Nityananda Sarupera Parishadagan Niravadi Sabe Paramananda Paramanandaman.
All the associates of Nityananda Sarup are always filled with great ecstasy. So this is what we call an ecstatic Sankirtan party. This is how it all started. Whenever they describe it, Harinam Sankirtan, it was an ecstatic Harinam. And this is how Sankirtan has spread. Nityananda has a party of six traveling Sankirtan devotees, and himself with seven, magnificent seven. And they're, what are they doing? They're not selling books. It's not a book distribution party. It's Harinam Sankirtan party. Chanting, dancing, giving out mercy, occasionally preaching a sentence or two. But their primary preaching is ecstasy, because that's what everyone's looking for. Everyone's looking for, bargaining for, scheming for, planning for, trying for, learning for, reaching for ecstasy. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement is based on distribution of ecstasy. Kevalananda Kanda. Paramakuruna Pahundui Jana. Nitai Gora Chandra. Paramakuruna Pahundui Chandra. Nitai Gora Sundar. Gora Chandra. So they came to distribute ecstasy. How? How to distribute ecstasy? Is it a drug? Is it a pill? They have something like that. Yes. In the old days, they had some drug called ecstasy. I guess it's ecstatic because you laugh and giggle a lot and feel really crazy. And a few fortunate ones even go crazy. And they feel so ecstatic that they go to the top of the building and jump off. And their ecstasy, a bird ecstasy, pakshi ecstasy, they think they can fly being propelled by the wings of the drug called ecstasy, and they jump to their early demise. But this ecstasy is not habit-forming, and there's no side effects. It's Harinam Sankirtan. So his party is being described here. Wherever they went, they roll into town, and they would start distributing ecstasy through Harinam Sankirtan. Karokon karma noi sankirtana bine sabara gopala bhava barakshane shane. Nityananda Sankirtan party of seven devotees had no other engagement than to perform Sankirtan. And they all became increasingly absorbed in the mood of coward boys. Most of the devotees traveling with Nityananda, they were the Dwadasa Gopals, not all of them, but many of them were his eternal coward boy friends from Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. And they descended. Balaram says, I'm going down with Krishna to spread the Sankirtan movement. They said, what about us? What are we going to do with our flutes and our din-din drums and all of our instruments? You go, then we have no reason to play these things here. He said, no, come. You come too. Join me, and we'll have kirtan there. Acha. And then we'll steal butter also? No, not there. We'll be Brahmins. We'll be Brahmins. Brahmins aren't supposed to steal. Little did Nityananda didn't tell everyone. Balaram didn't tell everyone that actually Gauranga couldn't give up his stealing habits. When Krishna became Gauranga, he couldn't stop being chore. Chore Bhagavan. Once a chore, always a chore. So when he was Krishna and Gokul, he was stealing yogurt. And then he thought yogurt's fun, but that's okay, yogurt and butter when you're 3 or 4. But when you're 15, why steal butter when you can steal saris and steal virgin girls? So he started to specialize in stealing virgin girls. And he got butter and yogurt and honey and everything in one. So this is Makanchor. Now, when Makanchor Govinda became Gaurasundar, then he couldn't give up his penchant for stealing, although he was born a Brahmin. It's expected that Vaishyas, and especially coward men and Abhiras, these gypsy-type people, oftentimes they're a little bit like take the thievery on the side. Everyone knows that the Rajasthani gypsies that go with their wagons and sheep move around here and there, camp out with their sheep, and in the day they take care of their sheep, and at night they take care of your wallet. They take your wallet, they rob you, or break into your house. It's quite well known in North India. So Krishna became Gauranga. Then he really tried his best to uphold the dignity of his parivar of Brahmins, Jagannath Mishra. But he couldn't help it, so he got some of his old coward boy friends together, and they went to Kolavacha Sridhar's banana patch in the dead of night on Amavasya. And then they cover themselves. They had a chudder. Actually, this is one of the chudders they used. They got these really long chudders like this. They're like 10 feet long. And they're dark gray like this. And then one boy got in the front. One of his Brahman friends got in the front and put his two fingers like this, like like horns, like this, like that, horns. And then another one, they got in the back, made the hump of the back. One put his hand up like this, so there was, went, the guy was in the middle putting his hand up like the Brahman hump of a Brahman bull. And the other had the, like this. And then a couple others behind him, like the body. Then Lord Chaitanya was in there with some of those boys disguising as this bull. And they were moving through the banana patch, and they had a big jolly, a big, shoulder bag. And they were snatching all these bananas, ripe bananas, from Kulaveshwar Sridhar's banana patch. And then Kulaveshwar heard something, because they were laughing and giggling like boys would do. Even though they're supposed to be sober, they can't help it. They're only 10, 11 years old. And they're having fun of their lives. They can't repress themselves, so they're laughing. And then he hears, who's that? And he holds his, he has a lantern, some castor oil bean lantern with castor bean oil. And he looks up, who's there? And he just sees this bull. Hey, Joe! He thinks it's some bull. So even this Gauranga was also doing a little thievery. So Nityananda's Sankirtan party, they were behaving like a bunch of boys, because they are boys, the coward boys, Nitya Gopals. They're Nitya Gopals and Nritya Gopals. They're eternal associates of the Lord, coward boys, and they're always dancing. Nritya, Nritya Gopal. They had no other engagement. That sounds like a wonderful way to pass the life. What's your job? Harinam Sankirtan. How do you make money? I don't. I don't make money. Money just comes to me. How is that? I do Nam Yajna and everything's taken care of. What more? Achha. That sounds like a good way to be carefree. So let's hear that. What are they? They're going in village to village. It's a traveling Harinam Sankirtan party. In 1971, Prabhupada started the World Sankirtan Party. World Sankirtan Party. And they had a banner made. It was made by Hemavati, Hansaduta's wife. It was 1971, I believe. And it was green velvet. I saw that banner. Hansaduta had it in Berkeley. It was green velvet. It was about 8 feet green, like dark green velvet. It's about 8 feet wide or long, I guess. They say 8 feet, 9 feet wide, long, and about 4 feet wide, 5 feet wide. And it said, World Sankirtan Party. And that was in gold letters. And then embroidered or something. And then the perimeter of that gold, of that green, far dark green velvet, like flag, was all this gold frizzle stuff, like little, what do you call it, edging, trim all around the end. So they had that on sticks. And then he probably got a party of the 40 best Harinam Sankirtan devotees in the movement. You can see these movies, Remembering Prabhupada, 1971. And they went to, from America, they went to England, then they came to India. That's when Prabhupada, his first party that arrived in India, they were booked as the World Sankirtan Party. And Banodas, now Banuswami, and Shamasundara Malati and Gurudas and Yamuna, all the great kirtan people and singers and Guru Kripa maybe also, all the best. ISKCON was a very small world then, but there were some Europeans and lots of Americans. Yamuna, great singer, Yamuna and Malati. And so these are primarily great, they're good, great devotees, but they're expert in kirtan. Hansaduta was a famous kirtan leader in those days, early days. So they went everywhere and they did kirtan. And they would book programs to do Harinam Sankirtan. And they were, sometimes they were described in the Indian newspapers. Swami comes to India with his band of white elephants, dancing white elephants. Because they never saw before white people in saris and dhotis and shoti and dancing with their arms raised. And it's quite an amazing scene. This was the World Sankirtan Party. And they had no other engagement. They had no other engagement in Harinam Sankirtan. And they went to Surat and they did Harinam Sankirtan. They went to Mumbai and did Harinam Sankirtan. They went to New Delhi and Harinam Sankirtan. And they went to Hyderabad. They went to major cities in India. And wherever they went, they were very well received and lots of publicity, but their main engagement was only Harinam Sankirtan. And from there, from here, they went to I don't know where they went, somewhere. Middle East, and or not Middle East, Indonesia, then on to Australia or whatever. Or back to America, I don't remember. Well, Prabhupada had this idea that this group of 40 devotees would travel all around the world and propagate Nam Sankirtan. It's called World Sankirtan Party. And when people would see the devotees on the stage, they would think, oh, this is really international, although almost everyone came from America and England. But they saw American faces and European faces and different Italian, French, different kinds of faces, tall, short, black people. You know, so they thought there were people from Africa. There's black people, and then there's children, and then there's Indians. I don't know if there's Indian. Maybe there was one Indian. Maybe no Indians. Indians didn't come so much. I don't think. Maybe. I don't remember. And then there was a Japanese person. So it looked really international. World Sankirtan Party. Oh, there's someone. And they would probably introduce them. So this is Bhadradas. He's from Japan. And this is Gurudas. He's from Israel. Because he's Jewish or something. Although he never went to Israel. But Prabhupada introduced different ones like this, and people would give applaud. Because it was amazing that so many people came under this banner of Harinam Sankirtan. So what did they look like? What did this traveling Sankirtan party look like? Were they wearing dhotis and saris and tilak and chadars? No. Vaichavamshi Singha Chanda Dari Gunjahar Tarakaru Hatte Paye Nupura Sabar. This Sankirtan party, a Harinam Sankirtan party, the men, these are grown men, they carried sticks, cowherding sticks, flutes, horns, and ropes for tying the cows, and they wore necklaces of gunja berries, and they decorated their wrists with bangles and bracelets, and also they decorated their ankles with ankle bells. That's quite a festive and interesting-looking Harinam Sankirtan party. Looks more like a group of dramatic performers. Niravadi sabhara sharire Krishna bhav Ashrukampa pulaka jateka anurag. These Sankirtan devotees, associates of Lord Nityananda, their bodies were always filled with the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhav. And they manifested the symptoms of pure devotional service, anurag, like crying, shivering, and their hair standing on end. Sabara sundariya jena abhina madan niravadi sebe karena sankirtan. The beauty of those Harinam Sankirtan performers was equal to madan, Cupid. And they always performed Sankirtan. Paiya abhaya swami Prabhu Nityananda. Very interesting. It's almost like this verse predicts Srila Prabhupada. Because in Chaitanya Mangal, there's a verse we consider predicting Prabhupada, where Lakshmana Das Thakur says, in the future, in Kali Yuga, a great Senapati Bhakta, Senapati Bhakta means a commander, will take this Bodhisattva-Vaishnava philosophy out of India and spread it all around the world. Senapati Bhakta. So here says, Paya Abhaya Swami Prabhu Nityananda Niravadi Kotuke Takena Bhakta Brinda. Having attained their fearless master, Nityananda Prabhu, the devotees were always joyful. So we see everything here. This verse is a wonderful verse. Paya Abhaya Swami Prabhu Nityananda. He was born as Abhaya, Abhay Day. And he was initiated Abhaya Charanaravindam Day. Abhay Charanaravindas. And then in 1959 he took sannyas and became Bhaktivedanta Swami. Then he started an international society to spread Krishna consciousness. And his disciples just started calling him Prabhupada. And that Prabhupada was fully empowered representative of Nityananda. Nityananda Shakti. And thus empowered, he was able to powerfully and successfully distribute Krishna consciousness in every continent of the world. Paya Abhaya Swami Prabhu Nityananda. Pretty clear, huh? Abhaya, Abhaya, Prabhupada, Swami, Bhaktivedanta, Prabhu, Prabhupada, Nityananda Shakti, Nityananda Mercy. That's chapter 5, Chaitanya Bhagavat, verse 717. There are no purports, but we see that the Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Bhagavat, or Srimad Bhagavat, they can be analyzed and perceived in many different ways. Consequently, on the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a minimum of 15 to 20 authorized and famous commentaries on every verse written throughout the history of the last 1,000 years. First commentary in the Bhagavatam was written by Sridhar Swami 1,000 years ago. And then subsequent acharyas would write, Vallabhacharya wrote, and of course Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, and many, many other acharyas have written commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto. And he simply uses the phrase Channa Avatar. Channa, C-H-A, it doesn't mean chickpeas. It's not some dollar. Channa. Channa means Gupta, hidden. The hidden avatar. He said in the future, in Kali Yuga, there will be a Channa Avatar. Acharyas analyze that verse and say, this is Gauranga. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, when did Prahlad Maharaj speak this verse? Few years ago. How many few years ago? A few million years ago. Nityananda Sarupera Dasara Mahima Shatavatsarayo Kari Bhare Nahi Singha. Even in 100 years, I can never describe the wonderful glories of Nityananda Sarup's servants. This is the greatest joy, the coin of joy for the devotee has two sides. I don't know. The devotee's coin of joy has two sides, and they're not heads and tails. One side is glorifying Krishna, and the other side is glorifying Krishna's devotees. They're two sides of the same coin. So this example is given repeatedly by Vrindavan Das Thakur and other Shastra Padakartas, writers of Shastra, where they're in a stream of wonderful, ever-flowing glorification of the Supreme Lord, in this case Nityananda, who is his cherished Ishtadeva, Vrindavan Das Thakur. But now he's paused for the last few verses. He described Nityananda, now he's saying, well, let me tell you about the Sankirtan party that he's with. How exalted they are, how ecstatic they are, how attractive they are, how beautiful they are, and how fortunate they are. And of course, I'm attempting something that I can't even do. I can't do this. And I want to prepare my audience by begging their mercy. I'm going to try to describe the glories of Nityananda's servants, his devotees, Nityananda Bhaktas. But be mindful that even if I had 100 years, I can't actually glorify them properly. Now, if we take that into modern times, and we ask one devotee to glorify another devotee, they will say, I can't find 100 seconds of glorification for this devotee. We say, I want you to speak for 100 seconds about the glories of this devotee. Krishnadas. He's Krishnadas. Krishnadas is... Krishnadas is an initiated devotee. he chants Hare Krishna. And 100 seconds over. Difficult. But here, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, I can't describe, but still I'll try, so bear with me. Now listen. Tatapya nama kahi, jani janra janra, nama matra smarane o tariya samsara. Still, nevertheless, I will mention the names of those devotees whom I know, for simply by remembering their names one is delivered from material existence. Na matra smarana tariya samsar. Smarana samsar, very interesting. Arrangement, similar words. Smarane samsar. Smarane, no samsar. No smarane, samsar. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajitanti kalevaram. Krishna says, at the end, if you remember me, and the way you'll remember me is by spending your whole life remembering my devotees. Spend your whole life remembering my devotees and serving my devotees. And what will I do for you in return? I will benedict you and bless you. At the time of death, you can remember me. This is the most difficult time to remember anything and anybody. When one's being bitten by 1,000 scorpions called death, and one is being roasted alive in the blazing fires of the death fire, and one's whole consciousness short circuits, you can't hear, see, speak, feel anything. You go totally so deep in consciousness, you can't even hear people standing next to your ear saying, Krishnadas! Krishnadas! Chant! Chant! You're just lost in the clutches of the intensity of the pain of death. So you short circuit and go into what looks like a coma, although you're just deeply unconscious, being tossed from this side to that side in the throes of death. And the devotees are on either side of you saying, chant, chant, and your body is shaking and trembling, arms here and there. And devotees are so worried, oh, I hope he hears the holy name, hope he can come out of it. And you're screaming in the ear, and there's no response. I don't know if you've ever died, helped any Vaishnava you ever seen. We've seen several times in Vrindavan. It's not a joke. That's a serious test. So that person who served the devotees his whole life and always remembered them fondly and favorably, then Krishna will give him that remembrance at the time of death. This is a blessing of Krishna. He never forsakes his devotees. So what is a devotee? Devotee is someone who's always serving and remembering the devotees. Anukulya Seva. He's telling how beneficial. I'm going to mention some names. And I'll mention the names of some of those that were traveling with him and something about them also. And if you forget about remembering their charitra, you may not remember their charitra. Oh, Ramdas Vipra. What did he do? Oh, I don't know. I think he was a follower of Lord Nityananda. Yeah, that's good. Just remember that. Ramdas Vipra. Who is Raghunath Vaidya? Oh, I don't know. Wasn't he some doctor from South India? No. That was one of the associates of Lord Gauranga. So remember the names of these great devotees, and you get samsara tarana, delivered from the samsara. Such power. If God is power, then God's devotees must also have power. If the powerhouse has power and ability to generate and distribute power, then a light bulb must also exhibit some of that power because it's connected to the power source. Janra janra sange nityanandera bihar save nanda goshti gopa gopi avatar. The devotees with whom Nityananda enjoyed pastimes were all incarnations of gopas and gopis. All Nanda, the associates of Nanda Maharaj. The associates of Sri Nityananda were coward boys and coward girls and family members of Nanda Maharaj and Krishna's pastimes. Nanda Goshti. Nityananda Sarupera Nisheda Lagia Purvanam Nalikila Virita Karya Parama Parshara Rama Dasa Mahashai Niravarishvara Bhave Sekata Kai Janravakya Keha Jhatta Napare Bujite
Niravadi Nityananda Janra Ridayete.
Being prohibited by Nityananda Srup, I will not divulge their names in Krishna Leela. Vrindavan Das Thakur was not delegated to reveal the previous identities, the Purva Nam, the Purva Srup of these great associates that he's describing here in his book. But our Kavi Karnapur, who wrote Gauraganadesh Deepika, Gauraganadesh, Gauraganudesh, Udesh Deepika, he revealed the brilliant light of the group of devotees of Lord Gauranga. For example, he said that, Kesh Gangadas was Sandipani Muni, remember? And Ramchandrapuri, there's an individual named Ramchandrapuri, he was Jatila. He was a Jatila in his last life. And Mukunda Das was Brindadevi. Remember? And Sarvam Bhattacharya was Brihaspati. Purport by Saraswati, Bhakti, Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati. Sri Nityananda prohibited his devotees from discussing in public the names by which his associates and companions were known during the pastimes of Krishna. But for the information of the devotees, the names by which Nityananda's associates in the pastimes of Gaur were known in the pastimes is described by Kavi Karnapur in the book Sri Gauraganadesh Deepika, which I didn't see before I spoke. The principal associate of Nityananda Prabhu was Ramdas Mahashaya, who always spoke in the mood of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Bhav Katha. No one could easily understand his words. Nityananda always resided in his heart. Sabara Adika Bhav Grasta Ramadas Janra Dehi Krishna Chilena Tinamas. Of all the devotees, Ramdas had the most intense feelings of ecstatic love. Krishna resided in his body for 3 months. Must be some pastime about that. Once, Sri Ramdas concealed his mood as Krishna's servant. And Krishna entered his body and resided there for 3 months. If one takes advantage of this incident and independently acts like Krishna, his attainment of hell is guaranteed. So apparently what happened was that he's, of course, we heard, a coward boy in Krishna Leela, and he gave up his mood of being Krishna Das, Krishna's servant as a coward boy in Sakiras. Then Krishna himself entered into his body. As we see the gopis sometimes, they, in separation from Krishna, they so much identify with Krishna, they become Krishna. And then for 3 months, Krishna was operating out of the body of Ramdas. So during those 3 months, he was Ishvara Bhav Katha. He was in the Bhav. He was, of course, Ramdas. But Krishna had taken over his body. It's not to be confused with some ghostly inhabitation or ghostly conquest of an unfortunate living entity. But it's called Bhagavan Krishna Avesh. Krishna entered him and he became empowered, Shakti Avesh, with the very presence of Krishna. Prasiddha Chaitanya Dasa Murari Pandit Janra Kela Mahasarpa Vyagraira Sahita. There was one very famous devotee who was rather unusual in his behavior. His name was Murari Chaitanya Das. He was a renowned associate of the Lord. And he often wrestled with tigers, giving them a slap, and large snakes. This is described in chapter 11 of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 20. You can read about the alligator wrestling of Murari Chaitanya. I don't know about alligators, but he would see the tigers and slap them in the face and say, "Hey, bozo!" Chaitanya Krishna. Raghunatha Vaidya Upadhyaya Mahamati. Raghunatha Vaidya Upadhyaya was most magnanimous. By his glance, attachment for Krishna would awaken in one's mind. He was, of course, a doctor, and he met Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked him to speak some verse, and he spoke some very beautiful verse. Shruti, you know the verse? How'd it go? This, of course, is the followers of the Varnashram Dharma system. So this is the verse by Raghupati Upadhyaya, who's being discussed here. He's a Vaidya, same person. I believe Lord Chaitanya met him in Benares, North India, I think so. So the followers of Varnashram Dharma and the Vedic culture, they're very concerned with punya and pap, sukriti and duskriti, and trying to live a shastra-centered life. And when they diverge from the shastra injunctions, then they commit some wrong or sin, then they engage in a proper prayaschitta, as described in the smritis, to counteract that sinful activity. It's called atonement. By performing austerities and tapasya. And this way they try to progress in a peaceful life and promote themselves to a higher position in the next life, from Vaishya to Kshatriya, Kshatriya to Brahman, Brahman to Nishkinchana, Sadhu. So usually Brahmins get as far as Grihastha Ashram. And that's about it. And they're very dedicated and very elevated, but they have to go further and further till they become anyone or everyone has to come to the point of Niskinchan, total detachment from everything in this world, irregardless of how they start or where they start or how they end up. And then, of course, the promotion to Swargalok or Gandharvalok or the Chandralok. These are types of the path of the Smritis, Shrutis and Smritis. And he's saying, because as it says, he says also Mahabharata, Shrutimapadi, Smritimapadi, so the Mahabharata is included in the translation as one of the Smriti literatures. And the Mahabharata is full of teachings of Bhishma and others, all about Dharma and morality, especially. What is the right codes of behavior and activity for different personalities in society? And he's saying, "I don't, Lord Chaitanya, I don't care about that. I'm mad after Nanda Baba. Why? Because his son is crawling in his courtyard. Parabrahman. Parabrahman is crawling in his courtyard. I just want to run there. I don't know about atonement or sukriti, duskriti. I don't know anything. Let them do so. As far as I am concerned, I will always worship Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, in his courtyard in Nandagram. The Param Brahma, the absolute truth, is crawling there on his hands and knees." So he's saying it. Nandam Vande. Ahamiha Nandam Vande. I will offer prayers. I will worship Nanda Baba. Yastilinde Param Brahma. In his Alinde, in the courtyard. And who? Alinde, in the courtyard of his palace. The Param Brahman. He is crawling there. I want my mind to be there. I want my prayers to be there. I'm not thinking about Karma Kanda or Upasana Kanda or anything. I'm just thinking about that little child crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And he's actually the Param Brahman. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. He is the source of everything. He was so Krishna conscious that Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya, just by glancing at someone, he would awaken Krishna Bhakti in their minds. That's called Alokadan. We read in Nectar Devotion that one can attain Siddhi or Bhav. Bhav Siddhi, attain Bhava by a Lokadan or a Vachikadan or Surida. So Hardadan, heartfelt blessings or verbal blessings or simply a glance, Alokadan. That's an example here. Prema Bhakti Rasamaya Garadhara Das Janadara Shana Matra Sarva Papanash. Garadhara Das was filled with the transcendental mellows of ecstatic love, Prema Bhakti Rasamaya. Simply by seeing him, all sinful reactions were destroyed. Darshan Matra Sarva Papanash. This must be the underlying motivating principle. The underlying motivating principle for pious Hindus to seek out the darshan of elevated, or what they consider elevated sadhus and saintly persons. Because we find evidence in the Shastra that simply by darshan, darshan prabhav, the power and influence of darshan with purity. One sees, just like, for example, if you, when the sun rises, and just in the sunrise time, at a certain point after sunrise, if one looks at the sunshine for a few minutes, it's very healthy, health-giving to the eyes. Not right when the sun is rising, but just after it comes on the horizon. It's considered inauspicious to look just when it's rising, but after it passes. And it's, the full orb is there. For a few minutes, just look. It's even a practice in yoga for strengthening the optic nerve and increasing the power of concentration and health of the eyes. It depends on the season also. And so this darshan, seeing the sun eye to eye, is powerful, it's effective, it's transforming, it's purifying. What to speak of a sadhu? Because he carries the sun of Krishna consciousness, sun of Krishna's heart, Krishna Suryasama. So that's Krishna Suryasama drives away the darkness of ignorance, mayahaya andakara. Devotees are very powerful. So many devotees, so many people have said that when they saw Srila Prabhupada, they were attracted to Krishna. They were attracted to ISKCON. They were amazed. Something happened. Oh, I saw Prabhupada. Something happened. Just saw him. They didn't even saw him riding on the chariot. When we worked for Leelamrita in 1981, we were doing interviews in England, in Bhaktivinoda Mathur in Watford, and also in Chaitanya College, somewhere up away from there, somewhere north, a couple hours away from there. And these were two places. No, excuse me. I was there interviewing devotees, but when I was in Watford, I interviewed some people like policemen and village people, and they were talking about darshans, simply darshans that they had of Srila Prabhupada in 1969, 1970, whenever they got this place, this Bhaktivedanta Manor, donated by George Harrison in that village. And I was doing interviews in 1981, so this is quite a few years later, 12 years later. And they were saying, yes, when I saw your Swamiji, I don't know what happened. Because before that I was a typical Englishman. I was a typical Englishman. I liked to go to the pub, and I like to drink and do all the things that typical Englishmen do. I mean, non-devotee Englishmen, let's say. And then I saw I was the policeman of the village, I was the village constable. And I was appointed to direct traffic because many cars were coming from the airport and a big entourage was traveling with Swamiji for his visit. Many Indians came out to greet him and they all came in a big caravan. Parade of cars, and I was there directing traffic. And then they turned in to the manor. Prabhupada's window was down. He didn't say Prabhupada, your Swami or whatever he said. I mean, Prabhupada's window was down, and he saw me. He just went like this. And he looked at me and kind of waved. And I looked at him, and as soon as I saw him, I thought, oh, I can't go to the pub anymore. My father always told me drinking wasn't good. Just that momentary darshan, such transformation. And Gadadhar Das was Prema Bhakti Rasamaya, as if Prabhupada wasn't. Prabhupada was certainly also Prema Bhakti Rasamaya. He was also saturated and imbued with the rasas of Prema Ras, Chayarada Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana, Yamuna Tiravanachari. So Prabhupada was playing and serving Radha and Krishna. He was playing and serving them on the banks of the Yamuna at Sevakunj. Sevakunj is about the banks of Yamuna. Yamuna Tira. Vanachari, moving in the forest. What is a Vanachari? Vanachari means moving in the forest along the banks of the Yamuna. What are those forests? Nidivan, Sevakunj. Prabhupada's Bhajan Stali is there. His eternal place of Seva is there in Sevakunj. He said, it's my eternal home. And Prabhupada doesn't sleep at home, watch TV. Prabhupada's home is the Leela Stali of Radha and Krishna. So he's engaged in serving them, singing for them. He's playing Radanga in the Rasa dance. Must be. He was so expert. There's no harmoniums in Rasa dance, otherwise you play harmonium also. But he'll definitely play, as a mandri, Prabhupada will play Radanga in the Rasa dance. The mandris have their whole ensemble on the side playing the music. It's no CDs there. There's no pen drives or playing music. Disc jockeys putting on different records by Radha and Krishna dance in the sand of the Yamuna. Different CDs. The Simantris and Sakis are playing there. Sarod and Tambor and Saraj, Sarangi, Veena, Pakawaj, Mridanga. Beautiful. Flutes and triangles. They're playing flutes and triangles and wind instruments. It's a beautiful blend of sweet harmony and wonderful rhythms to empower the dancing movements of Radha and Krishna. So we're hearing one by one about these different devotees, and we'll hear some more tomorrow, hopefully. Tomorrow we'll hear about Sundarananda and Kamalakant and Goridas Pandit and Purandara Pandit and Parameshri Das and Dhananjaya Pandit and Balaram Das and Yadunath Kavichandra and Jagadish Pandit and Pandit Purushottam and Udharan Dat and Dwija Krishnadas and Kaliya Krishnadas and Sadashiva Kaviraj and Purushottam Das and Mahesh Pandit and Gangadas and Acharya Vaishnavananda, Raghunath Puri, Paramananda Gupta Mahashaya, Krishnadas, Devananda, Acharya Chandra, Madhavananda Ghosh, Jiva Pandit, Manohar, Narayan, Krishnadas, Devananda. That's some of the coming attractions. And great devotees we'll hear about, so stay tuned. So we just, by hearing those names, we just got delivered from all our sinful reactions. Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai.